Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. Americans, if you're not following the southern border issue, I'd like to help you understand the significance of the crisis we're facing. First, Eric Odom and the border convoy are now in McAllen, Texas, and their reports are disturbing. Lines and lines of illegals being placed on chartered buses and shipped into America's heartland without a shred of identification or notification. And contrary to the Democrats' lies, the majority of them are not children, but young women. Some of them have children, but the majority do not. But that isn't the alarming news from McAllen. I have now been in direct communication with an American who is employed by a government agency. Although not currently employed as a translator, this person has worked as a translator in the past and speaks four languages fluently, including Spanish. According to my contact, conversations overheard between the women who are being bused to unknown locations have been talking about their life-changing trip to the southern border. Many of them are being bused to reunite with their husbands, who are already here working illegally. The wives were left behind in consideration of the dangers of not only the journey, but the chances of being caught crossing the border. Now, with the open invitation of the Obama administration, they are flooding in to reunite with their spouses, and they have only one objective upon their reunification: to conceive and deliver an American citizen infant, which will completely erase their chances of ever being deported. As disturbing as that is, it actually does get worse. Two young women, assumed by my contact to be in their early 20s, were consoling a third young woman. The third had been sexually assaulted and raped on her journey north. Her companions told her to be thankful to God for the child she may be carrying, as he will be an American, and she, therefore, would not only receive many American benefits, but never face deportation. The remaining two spoke of their absolute intentions to immediately find a boyfriend or even volunteer to work as prostitutes in order to become pregnant so that they may enjoy the same benefits. The budget for the federal government in 2013 was just over $3.7 trillion. Of that, $2.2 trillion, give or take a few dollars, was redistributed from those who pay taxes to those who contribute absolutely nothing to the support of their own country. What will that number be when the plans laid out by our newly minted citizens are carried out? I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for Reality Check. News you won't hear on the news.